The Elliott Lake Fire Department was evaluated in a report from Mr. Art Booth of ABKM Consulting. The report and a presentation were delivered to Council, October 10, 2023. Prior to consulting, Booth served as the Assistant Deputy Fire Marshal of Ontario. Booth explained the purpose of the presentation is to allow Council some information for consideration moving forward in conjunction with the Fire Service and the Fire Chief, and the Fire Service and the community. The written report evaluates 9 categories. It is a community risk assessment in a standard format used by all municipalities as mandated by Ontario regulation. Municipalities are required to have one in place by the beginning of August 2024, Booth said. The department here in Elliott Lake does a very good job of engaging the public whenever they can. They have great fire prevention activities that they already do. Every staff member that you have is involved in both of those activities, fire prevention and public education. That's rare in any fire department, but every one of your staff do it, Booth told the council. Booth noted there are opportunities to improve the targeting of the public education through the use of a relational database. Part of the problem of public education is that they don't have the tools to be able to analyze their work to see whether or not they're being effective. And that's not unusual in the fire service. So, enhanced use of data would support additional programs and allow the fire service to be as nimble as they could be in the community, Booth said. Booth also informed the council, the Fire Marshal of Ontario has directed that all municipalities inform themselves about all buildings in the community that are utilizing lightweight construction. And it's a result of a fatal fire where we lost 2 volunteer firefighters in the community of Ingersoll, Booth said. Lightweight construction resulted in an unexpected roof collapse during the blaze. Director of Emergency Services and Fire Chief, John Thomas, noted an additional concern for older buildings is also often related to electrical wiring. Thomas also discussed the challenges related to delivering public education to many of the residents living in the older buildings. I can do talks in groups. Fire safety is definitely not on their list of things that they want to do right now. It's very hard. Thomas has reached out to Winnipeg Fire. I'm working with Winnipeg Fire and trying to get all the information I can and how they are addressing it. Booth also highlighted the jewel in the wilderness's unique situation. Surrounded by some of the best forest in Ontario. Unfortunately, in many cases throughout Canada in recent years, we've seen the forest fires causing significant problems. Recently, residents have suggested the matter of forest fire become a focus item in Elliott Lake's new strategic plan.